should be good.
Good. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody out to our town council meeting today, and especially the sixth grade. We appreciate you coming, and thank you to your high school for showing up also. Gary will give us a prayer and give us some pledge of allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we come before this morning to start this town council with gratitude, our gratitude for the opportunity to meet together with this community, and grateful for those that have shown up to attend today, grateful for each one of them and their desires to better their lives, better their communities. Right now, the Spirit would be with us, and we would be able to make good decisions and know that we're concerning this area, and grateful for this place that we live and the opportunity we have to be here in nice families and help us to do our best to make the best for those who come. Say it's in Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Gary. A couple items we need to take care of before we get home is September 4th meeting. Since goes out, look okay.
I did put cherry syrup instead of cherry tubs, so I did correct that. I told you. There's too many syrups, so I did fix that. So other than that, nothing else changed.
Okay. Nothing else. Entertain a motion to approve those. That change is in May.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam. All in favor? Yeah. And for the agenda today, any change? I mean, we can change. We can probably put the elementary up there first, and maybe the high school second. Any other changes, additions? If not, entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam. All in favor? All right. We're going to start the sixth grade first. We appreciate you guys coming in, and we will turn the time over to you.
Garfield County School District, 4025 Washington, D.C. trip, December 3rd through the 8th. This is the 16 students from Bryce County Elementary, parents from Redmond School, and ministry, and teachers.
What are we doing? Laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier, honor our war dead Vietnam, World War I, World War II, and Iwo Jima soldiers, experience history, field trip of epic proportion, homework, come home better citizens.
The cost. Adults pay for their own trip, funds raised go towards students' costs only. The cost per person is $900. This cost covers flights, motels, theater, and museum tickets and meals. The students in each community have done a variety of fundraising activities, such as bakeries, cash buckets at various businesses, dinners, pizza, concession stands, and more. Garfield County Commissioners, Bryce Canyon City, and Ruby Zinn usually donate generously to this trip.
We will ride a charter bus to Las Vegas. We will be flying on Southwest Airlines.
Arlington National Cemetery. Our trip is too early to help labor these wreaths, but we will still visit this sacred place.
Iwo Jima. Are there 12 hands or 13? 6 soldiers should equal 12 hands.
Abraham Lincoln Memorial Washington Monument. World War I, World War II, Korean War and Vietnam Memorial, the U.S. Capitol, various monument in Washington, D.C.
We are hoping to be able to tour the White House again this year. We will put in our application in September and hope that the odds are in our favor.
Mount Vernon. We will learn about our first president, George Washington, when we visit this beautiful location.
Ford's Theater, where President Lincoln was killed. We will be watching a Christmas carol.
Thanks. Thank you for listening to our presentation and potentially supporting us on this amazing event.
excited about this?
Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
Me? Probably. The World War II monument.
Thought you were going to say the plane ride.
No. Have you ever flown before?
I have.
Cancel questions? How are you on funding?
I think fundraising there about 15,000, so we're trying to raise 900 per kid. There's 16 going. I think we're pretty close. You know, we're doing pretty good. But they went and presented to Henryville in Canada last night, Chocolate tonight, and then we'll hit the county commissioners next month. So.
I work in a restaurant and there's always tons of money.
From these crackers on top. They've been awesome. You guys have been fundraising hard, huh?
Yeah.
What else you got fundraising right now?
Fresh Valley Fan Blankets.
You just feel the fan blankets? They're doing like a sports blanket with Fresh Valley on right now, so.
Cool. So what do you need?
I think we were kind of holding for like a certain amount per student, like $50 per student or $100 from the towns, you know.
Did you say you have 16? It's a 16.
I think we're about 15,000 right now.
But I mean, you have 16
students. Oh, 16 students, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think what did we get last time? Did we get a set amount? I'm not here. I thought it was like 2,000.
I'm sure it was a set amount. Mm-hmm.
I think it's been pretty consistent. We've given 2,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. If you got leftovers, does it go to the next year?
We have leftovers. It does, but also it allows us to like do the shirts for everybody or a hoodie or stuff like that. So it does kind of help us. Give them a little spending money to maybe get some souvenirs while they're there. All their food is covered.
So. Are you going to come back? Tell us about it when you get back.
Do you want us to?
Absolutely. We'll come report.
We that's our favorite part.
It's fun because then they like actually these words mean a lot more to them.
Yeah, come back and tell us some good stories and stuff that you've learned. We appreciate that.
I don't know. It looks like we did a check for $1,650, and then there's another one for $200. I don't know. They both say sixth grade. So it was around $1,850. The year before that, we did $2,000.
Is this the larger class this year? What is your class's average of?
I think we have 21 or 22 sixth graders right now. So there's five kids not going.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Kane. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
What do you guys
think?
Thank you.
There should be enough in there to do the zip line from the White House to the Black House.
Oh,
that's not good. Reynolds like, yeah, I'm in.
Thank you.
Guy and turn the time over to
Mr. Postry's staff, we've got that new facility going in. We'll let you guys tell us about it. Glad to have the principal out here as well, but it needs some help with some of the weight equipment going in, and so we'll turn the time over to you guys.
Yeah, so the building was like a $3 million building, which I don't know if you haven't toured it, you need to, it's really nice. They did set aside some money for weight, which is about around $50,000. They will be willing to budget a little bit. It has been over budget a little bit. We do want to put in some landscaping and fix our lawns, if you haven't noticed them. They're a little down too, so we have some extra things going there. But we would really like to have a really nice weight room and a really nice weight program. Bryce Lilly has never really had that. So we'll let them tell you why.
Yeah, so I feel like every year we usually have like a PE, but this year we started doing an actual weight program. I know they do two classes, I think they do one daily. And all of us are in it, and we've all really enjoyed it. But something that we have noticed is how all of the machines are outdated, or honestly just not safe. Like, genuinely, like, they're just not safe, very outdated. And I think the classes would go more smoothly if we did have newer machines. And as well as with being a student athlete, like, I know sometimes after practices we'll go up to the weight room, and it's a lot easier than, you know, driving up here, so... That's honestly part of the reason why. It's just to make it more efficient, safer, and just easier for student use.
Anyone else want to add anything?
I've seen the difference that it's made for our program, having a facility up here. And I know a lot of kids aren't able to access it because they live so far away. Plus, I'm the parents who want to come up late at night because after practices,
here we got about 50. We think we can get them closer to 60. The kids basically got right around 90.
And we are coming. It's the same company up here, so they'll keep up with the maintenance when they come. So they're coming on a Monday to do your maintenance, and they're going to come down and walk through. And we may change a few things, so it might not be as much, maybe 10 to 15. I don't know if we need three Olympic platforms, just some things like that that coaches maybe could get together and decide. And also our base teachers, what would be most beneficial.
Yeah, and I think the ordering is about a month out, and the building's supposed to be done at the end of next month. So.
Yeah, so we're kind of at a crunch time now. Mm-hmm.
Do you think 20 or 30? 20.
I can talk them into
20. We probably get a little bit more in the district. And
I think we could, yeah. And it might even not be that much. So, yeah, I mean, you don't have to approve a specific amount. Just be willing to help. And Ruby's helped so much, and Bryce County City helped so much, and we're very grateful already. So, just know that. So, I don't know what you need to do until we get, you know, when they meet with them on Monday, and then we'll know what you did. If maybe one of you could be there, that would be great, or multiple.
Getting weights in our school and in class time is an amazing thing for our school. I'm super excited, but having a kid in the class who's right there, please express some, you know, there's just some lacking things that we need. And this new building, it looks incredible. I walked through it a couple weeks ago at our cross country meet, and then they did a great for the district, and you guys have helped put this together, but I do think, you know, any help we can be or anybody else to help set up rights for any long-term benefits for our school. I guess we just didn't have 10 years ago.
I think the equipment's from when I was in high school, maybe. I'm pretty sure.
It's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
When I used to go to the gym, I don't go to the gym, I haven't gone for a long time.
They already make fun of me being old, so thank you for that.
I'd rather see it done right than us skimp and not get what we want.
After we move them on Monday and know for sure.
Well, like if there's specific equipment you need right now, that's first, and then work down from there. If there's certain ones you for sure would like to get to start it out.
You guys are ready to get ready to motion. Tell me anything about me. Any other discussion before something does?
I'll make a motion.
I'll open it up for a motion.
Somebody see? Okay. I'll make a motion. We donate $15,000 to the school for weights.
Donate $15,000?
Mm-hmm.
We
got
we
are right
on the budget.
Sure.
You could
have that.
You know that I can't say no to kids, so it's I'll find the money. We're good.
Hey, it just three of us, four of us.
You can't really abstain if you can.
Different activities,
But with that, I think I'll see the visitors and I'll second.
Motion was made by Ken, second by Gary, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Just know, and make this known, most communities or towns and municipalities just can't do this, and I feel like we have an opportunity to help, and we do, and up to this point, nobody's ever came in and told us doing it wrong, so I guess until somebody does, we continue to help the kids in our area. So keep that back in mind. We appreciate you guys, and you guys have been really good coming up here. We appreciate that. So
they are a great group of kids. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Somewhere in there, these are the quantities we think it might need. It may or may not need this much, and that's up for you to decide. And so he was really worried that if he says, based on my calculations, it's going to use this, and he's just saying, it's more than what they said on the paper. There's no way it can be done. This is like saying, word of mouth. He's saying, it can't be done with this amount of concrete. It's going to take this much. So if people bid on the project and say, well, I'm just going to bid whatever they tell me it's going to need. If it's over, then they have to pay it. He's being up front saying, I know this is what it's going to take.
Does he communicate that with the engineer?
I know he had some questions and call on. I don't know. He had two or three concerns, and I told him that I think we need to look at the bids and go through a lot of that stuff and maybe find that in there or whatever. So then he talked to us. I think we better look at it closely compared to, even on the last project, there's all these things that come up all the time that nobody's, the contractor anticipates this is going to happen, but our engineers don't have that in there. And so I would be curious to compare quantities if that's kind of what's going on. But the guy called me, the guy who did this building, and he foreseen some of the problems that happened. He knew it could happen before it happened. So this time he'd be in front of me. I'd love to come down and do it. But my quantity is I feel like this is what it's going to take to do it. Not what their suggestion is, but if everybody else puts in the suggested quantities, they're going to be older. So I thought that would be done this morning. We'd be looking at it and reviewing. But anyway, I guess it's not done yet. So. But I don't have anything further on that.
No, and one of the things that I'm really glad this guy called us because
nothing's really changed. The only thing, he sent me another email that just takes that part all the way in front of Rod's house up to that rock, and it'll all be dryscaped. That's been the only update on it. I printed them out, the drawings and stuff, so that way whenever we do have that night where we get the residents kind of involved so they can look at it, we can go from there and make changes as needed, unless there's any other discussion on what your thoughts are on it.
So. Did we set a date for that?
No, I think we're going to talk about it today.
Okay, so
I got an idea.
Monday, we've got an EMT dinner Brad's involved with. Monday.
Monday.
What about 23rd?
Yeah, that's.
This is for Wednesday off.
Yeah. And what's this for?
So we talked about, just kind of meeting at the park and hanging these up and just showing just feedback to the residents.
Just getting people aware of it and what our thoughts are and if they have any recommendations or whatever.
We talked to Brad, so he could hop out on the camera or something. Have people come back quick.
I won't be here on Tuesday.
Not the other Tuesday.
What about classes or anything
I think
out?
It's very good. That's good. From Wednesday on, it's pretty busy the rest of the week. Monday or Tuesday works. We can track and he's available.
I mean, if he's available.
If he's not available, it's easy. If we just stick with hot dogs or something, I can handle it. And just get hot dogs and chips.
What about even like Subway platters? Like, do they do platters here? Or they just make a bunch of little sandwiches?
Yeah, we could do something like that. It'd be fine. I'm okay with it. Okay. Sound good?
Yeah, I
think. What time?
How do we get the word out?
Yeah, I mean, social media. Flyers.
Social media and flyers. I mean, I can hang them up on all the employees' housing here.
Are we trying to do this like midday? That even, are we looking a lunch or are we looking like a 6 o'clock?
Yeah. I
was
thinking 5, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5:30 in that.
I think 5:30.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's plan on that. Okay, yeah, we can change these up, have them come by. Maybe we have some paper there, some of the rice notes, leaf notes, we can write them down and bring that back for some feedback. I did, one thing Fred yesterday talked to me, he's like, well, you guys ought to do something down that area. And so I got a plan right here and show it to him. And, you know, he was happy with it. Thought it was a great idea. So, Ruby's is on board. Let's plan on that. I'll call Brad when we're done. See if he's available. See if he can make that work. If not, man, go somewhere else or something. So
you want to do it at 5 p.m., right? Start at 5?
Just 5 to 6.
5 to 6, okay.
He's trying to avoid a time that the mayor doesn't have to talk.
Yeah.
Right now.
Is that on Monday?
You're each time you're just going to take some breath for sure off the phone Tuesday. Or Monday.
Yeah. So first responder dinner.
On Tuesday?
Okay.
On Monday.
Oh, on Monday.
For EMS fire law enforcement. So the 23rd. Fire department or interlocal agreement, wrong.
So I'm asking for a new resolution. It's called a restated interlocal cooperation agreement for fire protection services. In 2024, Tropic and Bryce Canyon City entered into a interlocal agreement to jointly operate our fire departments, if you recall that. Financially, everything separated, we just operate together. Now, town of Henryville would like to join into this arrangement and to streamline the operations and ensure all parties are operating under the same agreement, a reinstatement rather than an addendum to the one before has been prepared. This reinstated agreement also incorporates updating some terminology that's changing this month of October. It's just near us versus new verse. And this also makes Henryville a full party alongside Tropic and Bryce Canyon City. Again, we'd love to be a district someday, but it's not going to happen. It's a final decision with the county, and they said no. So, obviously Henryville struggles financially. I think their budget's about $2,500 a year. So, but they are. They're bringing several great people. And as you know, some of them work up here and respond here and from here using our apparatus, which we covered that with that agreement that we could drive each other's vehicles. And Interville just wasn't real warm to this idea when I threw it out there in 2024. We did all three. And so, anyway, I've got that. Agreement. I can go into it in more detail if you'd like, but it just joins all of us together. So we're working together now anyway, and they'll still function separately. And but they're getting certified. We've got some that are apparatus driver operator pumper certified down there, fire one and two. They just brought on three new firefighters who will be taking the fire class, and we're going to start here in January of next year. So as soon as I get that schedule, I just got approved yesterday that they are going to, the fire academy is going to do the fire classes here. So we'll do a fire one, hazmat awareness and operations in January. And it'll be that some Wednesday nights, mostly Friday nights and Saturdays. We still are struggling up here with volunteers. Got one that's certified and does a good job and just doesn't show up. Alan's with his new job. His last name, works with Brad. So his new job has changed his schedule quite a bit, so it's getting hard to get him going. But his brother has asked. He speaks less English than Alan does, which really worries me. I don't think either one of them would be able to. I'm going to talk to Alan about taking the class, and then we'll do everything we can for him, but there isn't a Spanish test. And so we're really struggling up here. Alex would be, I would consider him our most active, and it's pretty hit and miss. So we really don't have an active department up here other than us showing up and Kenley and Brad and whoever else is working up here, so on. So anyway, Hendersonville definitely has a lot to contribute, and Tropic helps them out with equipment and things like that quite a bit to make sure their people have the right turnouts and the right gear and the right equipment. But they do contribute a lot to the whole area. So I've got, Sydney has the both pages. I don't know if she wants to. It's a single two-sided sheet. The resolution, and then there's the actual statement agreement, which I'll just send out with Sid tonight for Tropic and get them to sign it tonight, hopefully, and then we'll be done.
Is this an official one here?
Yeah, that's really official. So the resolution will be 2025-3 to adopt that one.
We should have two pages to sign the show.
I mean, there's drop down size, isn't there?
No.
It just
makes it so it's legal. I mean, we work together. We've been doing it for a long time anyway. We train together. I do the NUFERS versus the NERUS. That's just our fire reporting system. So I've been including them on ours anyway. But there's just no agreement that says they can come here and fight fires and do services, and we can go there. And I think, I'm hoping that it'll actually help them. So I think at least they're a class 10, which they're paying the highest premium possible for fire insurance in Hendersonville. Some insurance companies won't even write insurance in Hendersonville, Cannonville, because they're class 10. We're a class 5 here because we're combined with Tropic, and Tropic's within 10 miles. So they're 9 miles, almost the exact same distance from Tropic is here. And so I'm hoping we can help get them a decent fire rating for their community.
Okay. Council, entertain a motion to adopt the resolution 2025-3.
Make a motion to adopt the resolution 2025-3 for two interlocal agreement.
Second. Motion by Barry, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah,
Yeah, so it's
section, cemetery plot section E5, number 15.
Oh,
yeah, I was off.
It's right against the fence.
It's the other way.
It's to the fence, to the east.
Right.
It would be the top plot instead of down on the corner.
It's over here.
Yes, yeah, it's, so it's in the southeast corner.
Seven plots from the corner east.
Do we have restrictions on the
south? East
corner. So it's that very corner lot, yeah, very corner. So I know we need like the ones that we were interested in doing here just bring out like another meeting or
yeah. Just tell me which ones.
Which ones and then you put on another meeting?
I can do that and then we just get the city and get them.
Okay. It's 17 through 20. So they're only buying one, right?
Yeah.
There's two people.
This one, the C5, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So four. So this is just one person?
I know. Yeah.
This is only one person.
Yeah, they, when I emailed them, they said they just wanted one, so.
Okay.
So, I don't know if I bring that up now, or... any other, but I had two parents come ask if they can just buy one pot and one be buried and one be cremated. And it's just the pot. I'm just not sure. And can, so if people buy one pot, can they both be buried or one on top of each other? You can put, and thing you can put cremation remains on the
floor. I was going to say, my,
just in, on the
right, that happened in St. George, or sorry, that happened, yeah, my grandma, Dave Wilcox, so my uncle passed away, her son, like a year before, and he was cremated, and so she had his urn at her home, and then when she passed, he went in her casket with her, you know, she wanted him in her casket with her. That's the way to do that.
Difficult question.
I know. I'm like, why is it that? In our ordinance, did you read it? Did it say that?
Did it talk about that?
The dress line?
I
would say unless the ordinance spells it out, it's probably not okay right now.
Oh.
And I think whatever that ordinance governs, it governs everything we do. And I know we're all, I mean, we didn't, I'm sure they could probably program it. If that happened today, there's no way I could punch that information to actually keep it back. It's not that easy. I mean,
well, and how's your digging up there? There's some cemeteries are going to a two.
It's got for about 4 feet. And Clay was, you know, he could not round the bottom of it, though. I mean, not round it, but sure it can be done. We got these equipment to walk out there. Over the size of the whole lot, so I'm sure he could, but we didn't.
Well, at some point, I think that might be something to consider because
when he does carry, he got that on 4 feet, and there's a lot of chipping away. So I don't know.
Yeah, because if you went down 10 feet or something to get two caskets in,
Clay would probably tell you you better buy your own piece of equipment.
Well, or else not do it.
His Harry's parents were here and they wanted to talk to somebody. I was in California at the time. And I told her. Yeah, Carrie's dad will not be cremated, but the mother said she can. So that's why they're trying to probably finagle that. I got the visit.
Okay, so they're saying I can put the casket and then put the.
And then a cremation remains, like in Pink, which there is. We've done that before. That the spouses died 5 years later and they want to be cremated. Then we just went down.
Did a smaller hole?
Small, oh, yeah. It's 2 to 3 feet. They just put the thing down in there. But two caskets, a casket. No, that's illegal. You can't put a casket on top of another casket.
Yeah.
The only way you'd be able to do two people is if one was cremated.
Yeah, I think in some cities out there they are actually. Let me tell you, I can tell you right now from personal, when my parents passed away, my grandfather bought all these lots.
Yeah.
And then there was a big tree involved, and the tree died, so they moved the tree, and so it opened up more space. My brother's coordinating all this. But there was one where they went down deep enough to put two, one on top of the other one. Then there's some that want to be cremated that are related to the family. And so they're just selling them, or I mean, they're marking small sections. And I don't know, it might be a postal digger. I don't know what they
are. We just did a show.
But, I mean, it's a squirrely deal. So we've got every combination in this overall plot. And, yeah, I think it's something, you know, people might start requesting that. The cemeteries are getting full and they're resorting to different ways to solve it.
I think you just have to deal with it like a case-by-case basis. I mean, if you're talking about putting an urn in another casket starting in the ground, I don't think Clay's going to dig that up.
No.
You have to have professional services, which is going to be expensive.
What I'm saying, like, for my grandma's, he passed away prior, and she had his urn, right? And
she
passed away.
Okay.
So as we're doing her funeral and burying her, they put him in with her. Yeah, they didn't dig her back up.
Okay.
They just put her in with her.
Yeah, I would look at other people's ordinances and if there's allowed or not allowed, and go from there. I mean, I would just let that document govern what we do, and if it's not in there, it must not be okay.
Do we don't ever change the ordinance?
We can anytime. Yeah, we can change it.
Yeah, please send us something in there.
But I've never said to me,
you can send that ordinance. Is that on the website?
I don't know. It should be on there. But I can.
Sometimes if it's not spelled out, maybe you can or can't, it kind of opens it up. So if you can, it doesn't say you can't. So.
So, and like,
we got to get with Ruby because we're beholden to whatever they do unless we buy our own excavator. Because
because they're kind of, they we have to rely on the dig. Sometimes they have opinions on things too. So.
Oh.
So.
The fire service. We probably have to just step back and see what our ordinance says.
Well, I agree. I've read.
And then if we have questions,
I don't think it really addresses.
We can check and see what we should be doing.
Yeah, last time it was all about can we buy it and then upsell it so we can make money off it.
I know.
Very clearly, it governs all that. So I don't remember earnings or anything.
Wasn't it? Did you say that if you bought lots and then you needed to sell them down the road, you could sell them back to the city for
city
one
fee?
That's what I remember.
So
can we
go back before we miss the motion and approve that plot and then we can have.
Yeah, I agree.
Can we just go back and do that motion? Yeah. Before we miss it.
Entertain a motion to sell that plot to
the Martells.
I'll make a motion to sell the plot E15,
E-5 number 15
to the Martells.
I'll second.
Motion by Mike, second by Kane, all in favor?
Aye.
Any vote?
Okay, now you can finish your whatever.
Okay. No, that's right. All these and I can give the details. Tell her to text me or something else. Tell her to text me and do only when she's available that I can call the hires.
These are not these guys, these people.
No, these people we sold. And the DCOs, did they ever pay for that plot?
Well, they're still, they paid for one. This is what they paid for. I think they paid for one and a half, actually.
She told me she had been paying on.
Yeah.
Two. So she doesn't mean that they could roll that money just over to get rid of the money. So I don't think the ordinance, can we get that put on that page? The ordinance?
Yeah. Yeah, we need to just get on DVR.
Because I don't see it
there. Yeah. I just emailed it to you. Yeah, we need them on the website for sure.
You get that research for National Square. Don't buy back.
If you have a Mac, do not upgrade it.
So.
It's painful right now. Piece of freaking trash.
What is that?
Mac computer robot.
Wait a second.
Put that in a minute.
Never remind me. You need to go to a Mac.
Which I
think.
So, Kyle,
I'm not going to have time
right now. Very well. You're mad.
You put that in you.
So, you guys remember that when this one's due for upgrade, that I can switch back to a PC and I'll have a man right now as well.
We answer all the questions, though.
I got one up
there.
It's cemetery. So do we, in our ordinance, do we have a thing that tells us what we can do with headstones?
It does kind of talk a little bit about. Did you get the email that I was?
If you just send it all, I'll go ahead.
Don't send it to the Bryce Dean City email.
I don't know what it. I think that's the one that.
Do you get your Bryce Dean City email, Terry? Gannett, you don't get yours, do you?
Hmm?
You get your Bryce Dean City.
Yeah, it went to Gene's Price. Elsa.
Gene, don't check that.
I don't
know.
Hopefully, I don't have one. agseiler@gmail.com?
Yeah.
I will send it to that one.
She already, it's already, I already got it. You guys should all have it.
I'll just look in there.
Yeah, we're going to put it on the line. We'll just get it.
Yeah, we'll just go put it on the line. Google Drive or something.
So when we talked about this a while ago, then I reached out to Cheryl Henry. She's part of the Panguitch Cemetery Council. And she said, we're welcome to read one of their copies. It was just too big for her to forward it. So she did print me one. But then yet I haven't, she hasn't reached out. So if we want to still. I mean, this was way back. When did we reach out last time? We was talking about this. March, end of March.
Yeah, it would have been like March.
Yeah, so I'll see if she's still in Panguitch for the summer. If she hasn't left yet, I can get paid, which is fun.
Well, and you know, we could reach out to old Mabel because he's got to know everything about cemeteries.
Like Main Street cleanup in October with like inmates, or we're doing that anymore.
I don't know.
Bushes. But I just know some of those bushes are taking over the sidewalk.
Yeah, you can't see cars coming down the road.
Yeah, and there's cars. So we just keep it.
I think you want to do that in the fall, you know, for bushes to turn them down. Well, that new info that I was referencing this year was not to do it in the fall, to do it. So maybe we just wait now and do it in the spring, but we really are going to need to do it.
We need to do it.
Some of those are getting pretty healthy.
And I think if we can do like what you guys in the past, have inmates or whoever come help and a loader driving and crowding stuff as we train, it's a lot. It's a lot of.
So I walked the path in front of the car carrier last night. Out for a walk, and there's sections where you only got a foot, where you only got a foot over the sidewalk. It's pretty.
It's you don't have a hard time moving stuff over anything, so
I mean, we did in the fall for years, but they say that the plants will do a lot better if we trim them in the spring.
And
they're doing pretty good, man.
I mean. And maybe there's some that we could use some kind of way to tie them back and then do them in the spring.
I think our critical spots, and then we'll just work them over in the spring. Because there's some that are starting to block the view of when you pull out the curbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Reach out to Sheriff House and schedule that?
Well, I mean, it's up to you guys, but everything they say is a lot of our bushes should be in the spring. So if we've got tight spots on the sidewalk, let's just go get those cleaned up.
Yeah, I can work on just trimming like stuff back from the sidewalk for now, getting that at least done, so the sidewalk areas are clear, and then next spring, the big, you know, the big,
you know, April or May,
okay,
before they really start growing again.
Okay.
Sounds good. So we'll hold off.
Yeah, I'll just trim where it's overgrown sidewalks and stuff. Over the next week or two.
Intersections where, you know, really the whole reason those are overgrown is because you canceled the canyon to canyon.
Hmm.
That was the priority to keep the sidewalk. So we haven't had the pressure on it.
Deep's throwing under the bus.
You're looking at me, but I didn't think about it.
No. I think this is from the
I mean, if you're feeling very nice being right now, you're just going to give you a bad time. Might as well. I'm going on 2 days with this piece of junk. I'm on my house, too. And I keep bringing it up. I'm going to shy on. There's no one in this room, I'll bet, that wants to reinstate the canyon.
Gary, you got anything? Just what I talked about earlier, I think when we get those bids, we need to really find a home. I'm worried after what you talked about. I would rather know going in that we're going to be.
Well, we had a problem in the siding of this too.
First. Yeah.
Was that bid?
I don't know if we even need to. I don't know what that means, but I think whenever that happens, we need to make sure we have time and we can really handle them, because it's got me nervous. I want to know what we're doing. I want to know what we're really going to spend before they break me out.
Yeah, I just worry too that you said, you know, when we come in, the estimate's around $72,000, we're well over.
Yeah, the guy told us that he thinks we're going to be more in the hundreds.
In the hundreds.
Yeah, so. But I mean, but even if we say, no, I want to have a really good idea of what we're getting into before we get started. So, I don't know when we have that way in the council meeting, as well as a separate meeting, but I want to make sure we have time to really review and ask questions. That's, I think the last day of the show is the 22nd.
Right, isn't it?
Right there. So just that's getting ready to close down, so you can kind of just text them a quick one. We'll be shutting that building down. So anyway, that's my
Water notes. I did talk to Fred yesterday, and he said if we can shut everything down, just shut it down. And we're only a couple weeks away, or less than 2 weeks now, so I'm going to start learning how to turn all the sprinkler water back there for that.
Just for like $50. I sent you the link.
Yeah. Well, I saw that. Yeah, and that's probably what we need to do. Maybe. And I noticed we've got at least one out there right in front of the inn that is all broke. Well, it's doing something here. It's either loose or it's broke. So we maybe need to, Tanner, maybe we can figure out how many are missing.
We weren't taking the PNR, we were taking the top arm off because we're not using it and dropping it down either. Until we use all those, maybe we're out of them, but that's there.
Oh, yeah, extra arms.
Yeah. On top. Or in here.
I think okay.
Maybe we took them all down, just put them in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we have one, I'll tell you what we need one.
Okay.
Anything else? No, I think.
Jerry?
No, I just found it on the website. That number did change. On that.
I can't pull what the.
Did what get changed?
I
don't remember. People think that they can. 231-5258.
No, it's 616. This guy can't bear the whole thing.
You're going to get bombarded now.
So is that easy to change, right?
I just changed them. Thank you.
Mike, anything?
No.
Dawn? Deanna?
Okay, a few things, yes. So I did reach out to Brad, and he has the Ufoma that he's feeding 150 people for lunch. But he did say he could maybe add a few extra burgers if we wanted to grab them in the fixings. But, you know, if we want to do that, I can get with him. I'm guessing it sounds like maybe he's still busy by the time 5 o'clock, but, you know, I can help and we can do whatever. Or if you do want to do the platter of Subways. Because I don't know how many. What are we thinking? 75, 100? Mm, maybe 50 to 75. I know. Wishful thinking. 25 to 50.
Let's just do a Subway platter.
Yeah.
That way we all get off work whatever we need to come over and eat and drink.
Okay. And then I can order some variety of the small bags of chips. And then what do you want to just do a cooler full of waters or don't even worry about sodas, just waters?
Water,
yeah. Do you need a cookie? Or no?
We can use a cookie. Just have Subway. Subway is...
We could do the cookies through Subway too?
Yeah.
You could probably even do the chips through the...
Probably, coffee. Yeah. I can get the chips through Subway too.
So we better call them today.
I mean, that would probably... I'd give heads up for that.
Right, so what do we plan on? 50?
Yeah, that's probably plenty. Cookies, you're saying?
Just for the platter, for the sandwiches.
Oh, I'll try like 50 cookies. I'll eat 20 myself. you might get. I can't imagine more than 50 people coming. I think it's planned on.
50?
Yeah.
I think it depends on if we push it to the party too. I mean, if it's just a look at plans, I think.
Oh yeah, just party platters. You just have the thirds.
No, I think if we push this get together.
The other people show up at this morning. Come get through the evening. Let's plan.
Yeah.
Would these plans be readable on a flyer on social media? Because maybe if we put something like that on there, then they get what we're up to.
Yeah.
Especially all the
stuff. Put it in PDF, like a little photo of it, and just take them. Yeah. I think so.
You can include it
and then send it to you.
Yeah. Send it to you. Then at least they'll know kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. And then with the America 250, I've got all the paperwork in. We should be. I talked to Nancy Porter. We had a Zoom meeting the other day with. Then I ended up talking to Nancy from Escalante. They haven't got their money yet either. I mean, they've been ahead of me. But on the committee, I put me and I added Shiloh as the mayor. Cam gave me his permission to also add him and Jay. Thank you very much, Jay. You're going to help me with it. Don't give me a look. No, we'll keep you, you're going to help me with the advertising. We think we can probably do the banners. Have you helped do the banners? No? Mm-hmm.
She could put all that on those signs.
Right. Yeah, just the small. But then we have to, there's other that I need to go through on the logos. You just have to really be. And then I put, Sydney, I added you just due to city clerk, and then Kaylee. And then I did Gerardo, Claudia, and Alan, because they're city residents too. You know, I just need to have a committee. Whether if we get together or I just reach out to you guys and say, this is what we need to do, that was part of the thing before I could apply for the 1500, is I had to have a committee. So that's our committee.
Just I don't want anybody calling me.
No. Just no one will call you.
Okay.
No, I'm the contact person. And then if there's any changes or questions or Bryce City wants to do something completely different, no. So, yeah, so I let them know that we're planning on doing, I also had to do a description of our plans were going to be. So I even added that we've done this part, that we're going to be getting together because we have to do Just Serve, and we have to do the service project, but also like the Engage and Unite is another thing that they want you to do. So maybe when we start to do this, there might be something that the city members can come and help rake and get the weeds out of the way before conference again. I don't know. Just it was just part of our service project for Bryce City as the American 250. So I sort of threw this park project in. Other than that, so we should be, the money would come to Bryce City, but I'm not quite sure if I'll get notification of when, but so, but yeah.
Are we going to put any banners on the poles?
Well, that's what they would encourage. I haven't seen any in Garfield. Well, I haven't been to Escalante. Well, no, they haven't got their money to do so. See, a lot of people's already started to celebrate July to July, even though in 2026 is the 100 years. So I think you're seeing a lot of the banners. I don't know if you guys are ever going up north, if you see something American 250 that sort of has, have you seen stuff?
I've seen cedar, I think.
Yeah, something like this. So some people are jumping at it already. Our Zoom meeting we had on Tuesday, there's still some communities that are just barely getting in on it. So I think some of them aren't even going to start till the first of the year, and then maybe ending by July, or if they're celebrating the whole year of 2026. But yeah, they would like to have the communities have banners, flyers, whatever we'd like to do. I mean, on the poles, just little simple ones on the poles like what we have, if we want to do that. But we can use that 1500 to do anything, as long as, you know, advertising for the 250. So, you know, whether if you guys do want them on the poles and we just do every other one, I don't know. I don't want to, you know.
Let's do every other one, just a few of them. Or just, not even that many.
Right. Just so we have.
If we're going to keep doing the park and we want to do some of our Ruby stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I would. Shane, and whether if he puts a little blurb up on our big one that just shows America 250, because pretty soon, I mean, you're going to start, all Utah's, everybody's going to get in on this. I mean, they're going to start seeing it and wonder what the heck's going on. So they do have a little punch card. I'll be getting those too for the 250 miles, people to walk in the year. And then you get this little punch card and you can put that or gifts, which they'll even give us the gifts or tokens, stuff like that. I'll let you know. So you might get an email though. I'm sorry. They didn't need to have an email. So you might get an email from 250, you guys. But it wouldn't let me continue on to get the money without.
Tropic Town Check is for a full year of the less prevention too, but full year of the office travel. The audit for Hinton Murray. That's about it.
Okay. Yes.
I'll be here all next week.
You'll be here. I think we'll talk check with Bryce. We've got
earlier in the week for me is going to be better. I leave Thursday and won't be back. Wednesday and I leave Thursday.
I'll give it a ride. See if he can meet until
so you'll just have like a meeting, right?
I think so, yeah. I'd just like to really kind of look at these. I may, you know, talk to Tom. I don't know if he wants to be here just over Zoom or something.
Who, what's the name of the company that did this?
Robertson.
Oh, the same?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Robertson Machine and Welding or something.
Yeah, Machine
and Welding. Oh, that's okay. There's.
They got it.
Yeah, King and Russell and Thoughts.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And then motion to enter LBA.
Motion to enter LBA.
Motion by Mike, second by Terry, all favor.
Aye.
And no business from here, so I'm taking a motion to adjourn our LDA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike, there's my chair, all favor.
Aye.
And no executive session, so I'm taking a motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike, second by Terry, all favor.